Ladies and gentlemen, French and Saunders, yeah?
Hi, I'm here to introduce you to the more serious part of this evening, the psychodrama. It's nice to see so many people in for this module, because now we don't get...
Diana Bernstein?
So many people
in. Diana! Muriel!
Hi!
Oh, yeah.
You're here!
Right! You're here!
Yeah! We're here! Shit! Come up here!
Sure! Like, this is Muriel. She lives in 79th Love and 80th.
God! I didn't know you were alternative.
Yeah, since I've been in London.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You're in London?
Yeah.
Like, how long have you been here?
3 whole days now.
Oh, you must have seen everything.
Yeah. I went to Tower of London yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw all the little beef burgers there.
Like a tropical square.
Right.
Yeah.
Merlebone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buckingham House.
Oh, yeah.
Scotch House.
What a place!
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you get this in Scotch House?
No, I didn't. I got this back in the States.
Oh. Looks kind of Scotch.
It's kind of Scotch, yeah.
Did you know that I'm Scotch?
You're not.
Scotch. Like, all my ancestors are Scotch.
Yeah.
We have, like, our own clan and everything.
Yeah.
We even have our own tartan.
Yeah?
Have you heard of the McSontime tartan?
Yeah. That's weird, because all my ancestors are Irish.
Oh, no.
They come from Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah. They have, like, a castle in Ireland, you know. Yeah. And back home in the apartment, I've got a real shillooly.
Oh, no.
I do, yeah. I got it from a tinker at the airport.
Wow. Yeah. A real native.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, when I was at Scotch House, I bought, like, the cutest one.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
kilt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I have to go with it, a little tam o' shanter hat.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to wear it just as soon as I get off the plane at JFK, I'm telling you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, I'm over here for the osteopathy and naturopathy conference.
Oh, right.
But I've had a cancer.
Cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Cancer, Diana?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it?
But I've had it.
Well, yeah.
I've had it. Mm-hmm. I have, like, hair follicle cancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I got it from my shampoo.
Ew. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of radioactivity in shampoo these
days.
Did you know that I have had a lot of cancer?
Oh.
I have been, like, riddled with cancer. Like, eating me up.
Yeah.
I had patellar cancer. It's cancer at the kneecap.
Oh.
You see this kneecap?
Yeah.
This is not my kneecap.
Really?
Yeah. I had to have, like, the whole kneecap removed.
Yeah.
And in here is, like, a little machine which operates the whole leg.
Really?
Bionics.
That's really amazing. You see, I got over cancer through eating health food.
Oh, right. You mean you didn't eat health food before?
No, but I do now.
Good.
Although it is so hard to get over here if you tried.
Yeah.
Like, you go into a store and you ask for, like, wholemeal milk and they haven't heard of it.
Right.
It's that hard.
Right. You know what I have to do now?
What?
I have to bring my own muesli.
Can you believe it? Do you have Mrs. Muesli?
No, I have Bloomingdale's.
Oh, that's much better.
Bring my own yogurt mixer. Mm. I have to get it right from customs at Heathrow Airport.
You can.
It is such a hassle. Well,
I better get on a minute.
Sorry.
Yes, okay, for the psychodrammer, perhaps you'd like to turn to the person next to you, touch them, knead them a little bit, find out about the problem, and we'll get on to primal scream in just a minute.
They are such a receptive group.
Yeah, nice. They're
right,
nice.
Right.
I have to tell you what else I miss, Muriel.
What else do you miss?
My analyst.
Do I miss my analyst?
Yeah.
You go to Schmuckermeyer, right?
Oh, how do you know I got a Schmuckermeyer?
He told me.
Well, yeah.
He figures I'm your friend, right? I am your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, I can help you with your problem.
My problem?
Okay, you know about your problem.
Mm.
I mean, although externally you are a truly, truly beautiful person, Diana, you are.
Yeah.
Inside you, there's this kind of negative void.
Oh, the abyss.
The abyss, right? Have you noticed that you're not being invited to dinner parties at home anymore?
Well, that's really because John and I...
Actually, because you are a really, really boring person. There's nothing we can't fight, right, Diana? We're going to fight it for you, kid. Good?
Right. Yeah, I'm really jealous of you, though, Muriel.
I am not.
I am. I'm really, really jealous. You know,
know why. Because although physically, I mean, you're a disgusting person. Physically, you're humongous. But you do have, like, a warmth that radiates from you.
Personality?
Personality,
yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of personality.
You do?
Yeah. Thank God. I'm finding it really helpful to share the problems like this, Diana.
Mm-hmm. Always share problems,
sure?
Yes.
It's relieving a lot of tension.
Yeah.
Could I ask you a personal question, Diana?
Personal question? Sure, go ahead.
Are you having, like, really good sex with your husband?
No, I'm not having sex.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know?
Because I am having really good sex.
My husband, John.
John, right. Yeah. He came to me. He told me about your clitoral frigidity. Okay, and I figure I can help him. He can help you with your anti-orgasm. We're helping each other, Diana.
Yeah. Because I'm having a lot of problems. I mean, not only with John and my clitoris, you understand? So, like, with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, when they push their daily itinerary under my bedroom door in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I try and reach out to them. I say, hey, Chuck, Elizabeth. This is your primal mother in here.
Right.
Can we communicate? And I feel there's a barrier set up somewhere,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Chuck told me about that.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm also having a lot of sex with Chuck, by the way. He is having kind of adolescent sex problems we're working on together.
Yeah.
He is coming on really well, by the way.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you about Chuck. Did you have a difficult birth with him?
Oh, Chuck, yeah, he was caesarean.
Mm. Oh, gross.
Mm.
Ew, you mean like when they cut you open?
No, it's painless, honestly. It's
you
really
wouldn't
painless.
Happen to have the birth on video, would you?
Yeah, John videoed that
you
one.
Do?
We got that one.
Because if you don't mind and everything, I mean, Dirk and I would love to come over and see it sometime.
Sure.
We'd love to see you suffer. I mean, we'd love to, like, share the pain, you know,
sure.
Everything.
I think I know what you're trying to say, dear.
Yeah.
I'd better get on now, okay?
Oh, God, yeah, sorry. Could I see you later? I'd like to know
a whole lot more about it.
In the bar.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, look, have a good session, everybody.
She's like, really, really good friend. I'm sorry, I can't go on now.